I think I am very resistant, and so I know I struggle with following it when I don't want to.
And that's common for people that have relied on their thinking, their like intellect and logic. And it's also common for people that when they were young and they tried to do things that felt right to their intuition, they got reprimanded for. And so you just learn when you're young, okay, I just got in trouble for doing this thing, so I should not listen to myself. And because you have a history of getting in trouble or things happening, you know, that didn't feel good, then when your intuition tells you to do something because you've been trained not to listen to it, that's the resistance, right? You're like, I'm scared of what's going to happen. And the beautiful thing I've especially seen about you, Erin, is you have become so much more self-trusting, and you do follow through even though you have resistance.
Yeah.
And then I've seen it get stronger in you. And as I've seen that self-trust get stronger, I've seen your confidence explode too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host and your coach, Stephanie Zeller. Today, I am joined by two clients of mine, Dr. Erin Cho and Dr. Frank Caputo. Erin and Frank have taken multiple courses of mine, but today we are talking about their transformation, particularly around intuition, why they decided to strengthen their intuition, how that transformed their life, how it built self-trust and confidence, along with so much more. This is a really fun episode. It is so inspiring, particularly if you're curious about intuition, if you're trying to build self-trust, if you're trying to build confidence, if you want to be more connected to the universe, to signs. This is such an amazing episode. Now, I have recently opened up enrollment for my course, Intuition and Beyond. This is the same course that Erin and Frank took, and it totally changed their lives. It is going to change your life as well. This is such a fun course. It's a relatively short period of time. It's just 8 weeks. We meet once a week. There's just all live teachings and practices. It is just like the most fun course ever. In this course, you will learn what your intuition is, how you, in particular, your intuition works, how to trust it, how to follow it. You're also going to learn how to receive signs from the universe, how to receive additional information from the universe, what your unique psychic gifts are. I mean, your mind is going to be blown. Intuition and Beyond. Now, right now, there is a $555 discount. That is good until October 11th of 2025. So, after you have heard this episode, if you are feeling inspired and you're like, you know what, I want to go on this journey too, go to the show notes. There's a link to the course in the show notes. Grab your spot now because this course will sell out. It sells out every time I open it. I usually only open this course up like once every year and a half. So, do not miss your window. You can also go to thetransformationschool.com, go over to courses, click Intuition Beyond to secure your spot now. We start at the end of October, right around Halloween, because why not? Again, you can find that course at thetransformationschool.com or just look below in the show notes. So without further ado, please enjoy this very empowering episode with Frank and Erin. Frank and Erin, welcome to the show. So you guys both took level one and two of Intuition and Beyond. Where were you guys at before taking the course? Like, why did you decide to take that course?
For me, it was pretty clear. Well, at first, I didn't think that I wanted to take the course. And then there were all these like small synchronicities that started happening as I was making a really big life decision. And they were all so strange that I just felt like, okay, this is totally a sign. I'm getting like three signs that I should just sign up for this and see what happens. So I had a lot of resistance around it, but because there were so many signs, I did. And I'm so glad that I did.
Do you remember what any of those signs were?
One of them, you had texted me about signing up around the time that I was deciding to sign up for the new dental office, like signing the lease. And the time that the person had messaged me that like the LOI was like sent, it was like February 12 at 2:22. Like the numbers just like all aligned. And then you were messaging me and those numbers were aligning too at like the timestamps.
Oh, interesting. So you were getting signs to sign up and you had resistance. Was there any part of you that was like wanting to sign up for any particular reason or any goal that you had while taking the
Yeah, my
course?
goal was to learn how to make decisions. I always have trouble making big decisions where, like, I ask people or I just am not sure. And I felt like with PPAS,
Intuition and beyond.
Intuition and Beyond, yes, now it would help me to make my intuition stronger to be able to make decisions better.
How did you used to make decisions?
I would ask a bunch of people, like Mark, my husband, brother, just anybody that I felt like I could ask. I would just ask everybody that I could. And I mean, I still do that sometimes. But it's just to get like opinions and different thought processes. But whereas before it was like, okay, like I want so and so to help me to make this decision because I don't know what to do.
How did that go when you were asking everybody? I mean, was that stressful to have to ask everybody?
Yeah. So there were like a lot of really big decisions that I did have to make during the course. And so that even still, as we were going through the course, those decisions, I was kind of doing that. And so it did get really stressful because you would have like this person, and then things were just not starting to feel right. And as I was learning how to listen to my intuition better and what felt right, then as I was making decisions that kind of went against what I felt was my intuition guiding me, it became harder to make those decisions. Like there was one decision that like I definitely made that was, yeah, I not guided by intuition, and it definitely did not pan out well.
All right. What about you, Frank? Why did you end up signing up for the course? Where were you at in your life?
Well, I was in the thralls of your life's work. And when you had asked about this course coming up, it checked more boxes for me that I think I needed. I'm a pretty self-aware person, so I know when I need to reach out for some guidance. But when it came to what I would learn in the course in Intuition and Beyond, that's like where I started getting lit up about like learning how to trust yourself and learning how to use your intuition and allowing that to guide you. I was like, I don't even know if I was like, do I have intuition? I was questioning that. And it turned out to be really helpful for me. It's even like getting through that later half of your life's work, I was like, oh, this is like amplifying everything. And so that skill set, it was tricky to build at first, but it is very, very awesome to have now, like have it clear. When it came to like trusting my intuition a little bit, very similar to Aaron, where it was like I was a big second guesser on everything. Like if I had to make small decisions or if I had to make big decisions, I would hem and haw and go back and forth and ask people and what is your opinion? And everyone's just giving me like the opinion like off the cuff. Like there's no real thought going in. And I'm instead of like looking inward and what do I want? What is gonna light me up? Because in the early days of the course, when I would ask myself some of those questions, I didn't have an answer. Like, what is going to light you up? I don't know what's going to light me up. And when you start to develop that skill of getting rid of a lot of the noise in your head, that's when the decisions started to come like a lot more easy. Things flowed easier, big or small decisions. It like you kind of know where you're leaning, And then maybe you look inward, you do a few little tests, and you're like, yeah, I'm definitely making the right decision now. So it was helpful. I didn't realize how blocked I was.
Well, yeah, we're not taught how to tap in or tune into our intuition. And so it's kind of like you don't know what you don't know. If you've never really tuned into it or grown it, you don't know that you might be blocked.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you said it was tricky to build at first. I feel like building your intuition at first is like walking around in a dark room with gloves on trying to identify things.
Yeah.
And it's just like, what is happening? But yeah, it's a lot of it is just trusting the process and using the tools and the repetition to start building it.
I still can't get over when we did the channeling exercises for Frank, just how easily, like talking about flow, like that came so easily to you, Frank, when you started doing that. It was wild. Like there's a gift there.
Thank you. I think that it got when you're out of practice, like when we were in the course and it was like you're practicing and practicing, it's like anything, you know, it's like you're exercising and then you take a break from the court and then you drop back in and you're like, oh, it's been a while since I've been here.
Oh yeah.
That is so true though. I feel like whenever Frank was doing the channeling work, everybody was just glued to the screen and it felt like there was a different presence there. And I was like, did everyone feel that? And everyone's just like, whoa. And you were like, what?
I was like, what? That's so true.
I was like, do you guys feel and see how Frank is just so tapped in? And everyone was like nodding like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Thank you.
It was like out of a movie.
Yeah.
It was the only way like I could, I don't know. I was like, I truly was somewhere else. Like as we were doing those exercises, my brain was, it was like someone shut off all the noise.
Yes.
And I wasn't even on a call anymore. It was so wild.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you're in intuition and beyond, like the channeling exercises and like basically that tool to turn it all off, like so you could tap in, it was wild to me how like quiet and peaceful and like, holy crap.
Yes.
And you can receive some, like you can receive some signs and some messages and some good information that sometimes it was helpful. Sometimes it didn't make sense at the time, but it made sense later. And you become even more aware of like, oh, hey, look at the sign came through or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So for the listener to do a little bit of explaining there, both of you guys took level one and two. So you guys got really advanced, especially in level two, you got really advanced with like the channeling and that kind of thing. But what we do is we gradually build. So at first you just learn, what is intuition? How does intuition present for me? And you learn how to start trusting yourself. And then we get into using that same channel of intuition to channel in additional information. And the main way that, I mean, there's obviously specific skills and techniques and guided exercises that we go through, but a big key to that working is getting you out of the way and getting your brain out of the way. And so many of us live with just noise and thoughts and all of this. So what we do in class is we settle all of that and get you kind of almost like in a trance state so that you're totally out of the way. And that's where you can start to receive this information. And as part of the course, you start to share the information that you receive with everybody else in the course. And so when Frank would kind of tap into that trance state and he would get himself out of the way and he would start to receive information, it was super, I would say, clear and flowy. Wouldn't you say, Aaron?
Yeah. Flowy for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, just like we could all feel that Frank was out of the way and that he was just sharing information he was receiving. And then it was hilarious to us as well, because he would be so clear and so flowy, so out of the way. And then he would kind of finish what he was saying and kind of come back around and everyone would be like, oh my God, that was amazing. And you were like, what? Like... You're like, yeah, that was weird.
Oh, it was fun. And Yeah, thinking back to like level one, it was fun learning about trying to block that noise, because I feel like, and I still get this way, but you know, you're running around all day with you know, 17 browser tabs open, and you're trying to hone in on each one. You're thinking about the, you know, in my world, it's like I'm in a clinical setting, and I've got all these patients I'm dealing with. I've got kid stuff, family things, and it's like trying to balance all that. And you always have those browser tabs open. And when you learn how to condense and just like push it away for later and just get all that noise out for just a little while, it can really advance your decision-making skills moving forward. And, you know, and I've got plenty of examples of those, you know, when we get there, but that's what I love the most about it. That's the skill that stuck with me after the course was that.
And I would say that's maybe the most important skill, because you have to be able to do that in order to receive information. It's like a lot of times when you're doing an automatic behavior, like doing the dishes or going for a walk or taking a shower, your thinking brain isn't like, all those tabs aren't necessarily open because you're kind of doing this task. So your brain's like kind of preoccupied. And a lot of times that's when we get ideas drop in or something. So it's like training ourselves to get into that state where we can close those browser tabs, move them aside. And then as you found, the other amazing thing about it is like, you know, let's say in meditation or something, sure, you could close all those browser tabs, but there's kind of a difference between closing them and then also receiving, because then when you start learning how to receive information from that place, it's energizing. You actually also feel energized when you receive information. You know, when I have containers for groups of people and for courses, I'm setting like an energetic container for you guys. And I remember when I first started doing, there was a lot of people in level one. It was like one of the biggest groups that I had ran. And then to have you guys all tapping into that amount of energy and feeling all of that energy, I remember me as the container, it was like blowing me out. Like I would feel like so jittery after the calls the first few times. I had to almost like adjust my body to hold the amount of energy, because there's so much energy. Like you guys are quieting down the noise, and then you're tapping into something bigger and you're receiving all this information, which is very energizing. And then you're sharing it. And then there's a lot of energy in the sharing and in the group. And I mean, that's what makes it so fun too. And I just want to comment also, Frank, because you know, a lot of people in your round took Intuition Beyond at the same time as Your Life's Work. And I did notice like a huge shift in, actually, I think everybody took it. I noticed a huge shift in you guys in taking both at the same time. Would you say that was because you just really learned how to trust yourself?
I would say so. Like it allowed me to lean in deeper into the Your Life's Work exercises and into like I think the trust was a big factor. I think I've always had an issue with trusting my gut or trusting my intuition, and because I would hem and haw back and forth going to, you know, second guessing mode.
Yeah.
And when you trust yourself and you're like, yeah, this one, you know, this feels right, all of a sudden everything becomes so clean.
Yeah. What do you say more about what you mean by clean?
I know that word is just the only word I could use to describe it.
I mean, it's so accurate. I feel that, but I feel like the listener might.
Yeah. It like the decision making becomes clean in a sense of there's no noise around it. There's no back and forth. There's no weighing. There's no pros and cons list. It's like, this just feels aligned to me and how I want to move forward with whatever decision it might be. And the easiest example, so in my office, I do tons of surgery, right? And during surgery, there are plenty of times when you have to pivot because something isn't going like you had initially planned for whatever reason it might be. And I would beforehand, I would get to a great outcome either way, but I'd go through this like whole thing of like, maybe I shouldn't, and I'll just wrap up and I'll come back. And then,
oh,
sorry about that. That's better now. That's normal.
Yeah. How did you know that changed?
Intuition. But like, so I would go into these surgeries. I would have to make a pivot or a change. And then and suddenly I wouldn't be hemming and hawing. I would just make my pivot knowing it was the right move. And I wouldn't second guess. I wouldn't have any weirdness about it. That's why it was such a clean pivot. Even my team was like, wow, great save. Well, yeah.
Mm.
That's why clean is just such an accurate word for it.
Yeah. You know, as I teach you guys with intuition, you're using so many extra senses and you're picking up so much more information than just your thinking brain, because your thinking brain can only rely on past experiences to arrive at a decision, whereas your intuition is picking up on so much more information. And when I think of the word clean, I feel like trusting all those senses and trusting yourself and just going with what feels right in your body and what you know to be true based on your connection to your intuition always feels kind of almost effortless, like I can follow this. And there's no resistance to it. It's just like, it's the obvious next natural step. Whereas when your brain comes online, you're like, brain starts freaking out. Like, well, what if this happens? Or no, don't pivot. That's almost the noise. And so it's not clean anymore because there's noise there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear some examples of how you guys use your intuition now in your day-to-day life and what the outcomes of that is. Of using your intuition like that is?
In the day-to-day life, in like the mundane, like day-to-day stuff, it could be something so benign, like you learn to listen to these little, I mean, we called them pings or downloads when we first started the course, or you called them that, and it stuck with me. And I would get a download. Hey, you should get off the interstate on Rawson Avenue without any, there's no, like, I don't have a GPS on or anything. And I would not listen to it, you know, and of course, like I'd hit like, there's some accident or there's construction. It's going down to one lane. And like, see, you know, you should have got off like that download that happened. You should have listened. And then that's, you know, and then you start trusting that and you start, you know, so that's like an example of like the benign, mundane day-to-day stuff. Like the easy, like, oh yeah, you know, or connecting with people. I noticed that too. Like you think of like a friend or a buddy or a colleague or something you haven't talked to in a while. You think of them and you're like, yeah, I should call them. And like I pick up the phone and I'd call or I'd text and they're like, I was just thinking about you.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's the weirdest thing. So I've reconnected with some friends just on like a random whim like that, like just listening to that little ping.
Yeah.
But those are just day-to-day kind of things, like navigating the day.
When you're faced with like a big decision now, is there a difference in the way that you feel about making that decision now versus the way you used to feel when you would be faced with big decisions?
100% yes. There's a lot bigger of a difference between big decisions versus small ones. Like how I used to do it would be I'd probably like swirl in anxiety for a while and it would not feel good because either it was aligned with me, but I was scared about it and I didn't trust it, or it wasn't aligned and I wanted it for some, you know, that decision. But the bigger decisions now are a lot more, I'll take my time to do my research. I'll do my reflection on it, but arriving at the decision feels so much different and better in my body. Like energetically, it feels right. Or it feels like whatever happens with this decision, I won't regret that decision.
Wow. Yeah.
Versus like before, it was just riddled with anxiety and hemming and hawing and dwelling, you know?
Yeah, there can be so much stewing over like, oh my God, what if I make the wrong decision? Or then you make it and then you're like, oh my God, what if I made the wrong decision? And that is so energetically draining. I think people don't even realize how much it's draining them until it's gone. What about you, Aaron? How do you feel like day to day you're using your intuition in a way that you weren't before?
I think right now the biggest difference is that in my day to day, whatever issues or like unexpected things that come about, it just continues to weigh on you, right? Like, oh, patient calls and they're upset about each little thing that happens, it starts to weigh on you. But I've noticed that even though right now is probably like the most stressful time in my life ever, there's like so much more of a lightness that I feel. And I don't know if it's just because like energetically I feel that I'm moving towards the right decision, or if it's just because with my intuition, same as what Frank was saying, like with the big decisions, you just feel more secure.
Yeah.
I've got myself.
Mm.
And like knowing that I can also navigate out of whatever decision I find myself into, that there's just like been so much more of a lightness, and knowing that my intuition can guide me and that I have those skills has allowed me to be able to cope just so much better. I should be just so upset and stressed every day, but I feel like during the course, I was really stressed out with everything going on, and I wasn't really able to find enjoyment or like that inner peace as much, but I feel way closer to it now than I have ever before.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah. That's so common when you really start trusting your intuition to start feeling just more supported. It's like, I'm supported. No matter what happens, I'm going to be able to find a solution, right? Do you guys have any stories about how you followed your intuition, even though it didn't make sense, and then it led to an amazing outcome?
Well, I have my birth story that I was upset at myself for following my intuition to decide to get the epidural at the time that I did. But then the time that my baby was born, all of the numbers were repeating numbers. So he was born on February 12th at 11:22 a.m., 7 pounds, 7 ounces. And then his length was 20.25 inches. Like, how crazy is that?
So when you were giving birth, you were going to try and not have the epidural, and then your intuition was like, you got to get the epidural.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I really tried without, got to the hospital, and then I had a doula. So like she was there and she was like, come on, like, I think you can like go another couple pushes. And I had checked in with my intuition. And I was just like, I really want to get the epidural. And then it was like a big yes for me. Yeah. And she was like, come on, like, I think you can do a little bit more. And I was like, no.
Yeah. And that's something so common that will happen with intuition. A lot of times intuition will guide us to do something that surprises us, or we previously would never have thought we would do. And we're like, it doesn't maybe make logical sense, but in our body, it feels right. So then we follow through. And then, I mean, this happens to me all the time. It happened to me just today. I'll get like a sign very soon after that it was the right decision.
Yeah.
And again, it's just like this feeling of being supported. It's like, you're not doing life alone.
I think I do have a hard time following what I think I'm very resistant as me signing up for intuition and beyond. That's like a good example of like how I think I am very resistant. And so I know I struggle with following it when I don't want to.
Well, and that's common for people that have relied on their thinking, you know, and their like intellect and logic. And it's also common for people that when they were young and they tried to do things that felt right to their intuition, they got reprimanded for. And so you just learn when you're young, okay, I just got in trouble for doing this thing, so I should not listen to myself. And every time you get in trouble, you're like, okay, I guess I should not listen to myself. And then you start listening to other people. So we're trained, like we're born intuitive, and then we're trained through, you know, life and the people we interact with to not trust our intuition and to start trusting people outside of us. So then our brains are trying to understand like, okay, what do all these other people think that I should do? And that's like the programming in our brain telling us what we should do. It's really like everybody else's voices. And because you have a history of getting in trouble or things happening, you know, that didn't feel good, then when your intuition tells you to do something, because you've been trained not to listen to it, that's the resistance, right? You're like, I'm scared of what's going to happen. And the beautiful thing I've especially seen about you, Aaron, I mean, you too, Frank, but and everyone really that took Intuition Beyond, but really, Erin, like when I think about your journey, is you have become so much more self-trusting and you do follow through even though you have resistance.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like even you signing up, even though you had resistance, you're still listening. And then I've seen it get stronger in you. And as I've seen that self-trust get stronger, I've seen your confidence explode too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Say a little bit about that. How has your confidence growing in your life because of that self-trust changed things for you?
So, you know, I'm taking your other course, which is called Finding Feminine Flow. And this month has been really, really beneficial for me because we channeled our fully integrated self. And just like now that I have the skills from Intuition and Beyond, I really feel like I was able to channel that fully integrated self and really learn how to be her. That trust and self-confidence really came from realizing that, like, oh, she's been here all along. I just didn't know how to get through all of that other noise and realize that this was me all along.
Yes.
Learning the skills in Intuition and Beyond to be able to trust that has allowed this course to be that much more powerful. Yeah, all the courses just keep layering on each other in the most unexpected ways. And it's just so crazy because when we do these exercises with you, we don't realize how easy it is to like peel off these layers and find these deeper parts of ourselves that are more beautiful, more confident, always existed, helping to guide the way. But it's like very easy through the exercises that you've crafted. And then like, of course, practicing them.
Yeah. And so that has probably also, I mean, you just said at the beginning that right now your life is kind of actually a shit show, but yet you're handling it with a lot of grace and ease. And that must be the reason why, right? Like you've connected, you trust yourself, your confidence has grown. You've done the work, right? You've taken several courses from me now. In fact, I think maybe you've taken all of them.
Oh, have I? That's good to know.
Did you take Transform Foundations? Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So, and you took course and you've taken Finding Fin and Flow and you've taken level 1 and 2 of the Intuition course. And yeah, so like, yeah, I mean, you've done the fucking work. I mean, dude, the Erin I met years ago at the beginning, if she met you now, she would be like, goddess. Like you are a goddess. Like
it's a complete 180 for sure. And yeah, I mean, I had no idea what I was signing up for when I first reached out to you.
You mean way back when?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when I first reached out to you, I knew that I was struggling and I needed some help and guidance from somebody that I felt like understood what I was going through and struggling with. But I didn't really know like what I wanted by reaching out to you, like what kind of help I was seeking, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's common, especially for people that sign up for your life's work. Yeah. Do you guys have any, you know, like Intuition Beyond was crazy, right? do you guys have any moments that you remember that you want to share that were just like, I don't know, jaw dropping that really shifted things for you?
Well, there was Frank channeling. Frank channeling, always jaw dropping. Nicole, just like the vivid images that she would get.
Yeah.
And being able to like give us these like really detailed messages with color and just vivid animations and just being able to see all that through her descriptions was always so cool. And then when we started like focusing on one person for the night and then everybody would channel messages for that person, just how everybody would channel these different messages, write them down, but all those messages seemed to help whatever that person was going through in that moment. And I think that was definitely one of the moments that I was like, wow, this really, really works.
This is real. Yeah.
Or shielding, like to be able to like feel in the moment how you can, I think shielding was really helpful for me because you would go in on a stressful day. And I think I had used it in a way to like help myself just not feel as stressed. So yeah, there were just so many like little exercises that we would just write down messages. And then when we would share and be like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe we're all like linked together, having similar ideas and similar messages that are helping this person.
Yeah. What I like to do in the course is help you guys build trust and evidence of intuition, right? And so when we all start receiving messages for one individual person, and then the messages are all so similar, and yet maybe no one even knows that person in the course, or he or she didn't talk about their problem beforehand. It just builds like so much trust and leads to some pretty crazy jaw-dropping moments, like people seeing in their mind's eye like the same thing, right?
Oh yeah.
Like when Frank and Patrick saw the same thing.
Like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. And we're both like looking into the screen like, oh my God. Why did we both see that? And we were dying. That was awesome. Patrick. For me, I just thought of this, like this jaw-dropping moment was, it was a specific exercise we did where, you know, we were practicing getting out of the way, and but we were doing automatic writing, like channel writing, like where you would drop in, you'd get all the noise out of the way, everything would be really quiet, and then you just let whatever's coming in flow through your hand and into the pen, and you'd start writing. And I remember we were doing that, and it was like a 7 or 8 minute like session. You were just writing. And my hand was just going, and I didn't even care to comprehend what it was. I was writing out basically a business plan of how I wanted to design, how I would do my education modules, like for teaching, like my coursework to do some teaching. And I wrote out the business plan. I wrote out how I would layer it and design the courses and the modules and how I would do the costs of everything. And I wrote all this out and I was done with it. I was like, I have a plan. Like, well, like written out plan, which then applied to like so many other things. So like I did this writing, I figured out like what a fee would be for my time that would be totally fair, but also the enough of a fee to light me up to do it. And that translated to like, even when I go and speak or lecture, and there's always that comes that moment of uncomfortable, that question you get from whoever's organizing it, like, hey, Frank, I forgot to ask you, what's your honorarium for something like this? And now you have that pivotal moment of like, oh shit, okay, I gotta give them a number, and I don't want to go too high. I don't want to go too low. And then now I don't think about that. I go, oh, for me, like this would light me up. In my head, I say that for X amount. And it's enough where it's just on the edge of discomfort for me. Like before intuition and beyond, like I would have never said those figures out loud. I would have said like a quarter of that and be like, I'm just happy to have the opportunity. But now I'm like, this is what it is. And I'll deliver like, you know, a really, really meaningful presentation to whatever event you're organizing. And it feels good and it does light me up. And when I do go speak and do my teaching, like I'm lit up because I'm being compensated for my time at a really appropriate level. And I don't even think anymore when someone's like, hey, what's your honorarium? And it might shift based on how I feel about the event or what the preparation might be. And I go, oh, it's this. Because I don't have to check in and ask all my friends, what do you get for your honorarium for teaching? I just say what feels right. And that decision's made.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing that's going to make you feel better in life than following your intuition. Like it just aligns. It helps you live an aligned life with what your authentic self really desires. Like even in that example, to be paid a number that really excites you and is so much more authentic to you than making yourself small and asking for something that doesn't feel as good. I think that's a nice bridge to the next question, which would be, how do you feel like your guys' lives have become more easy and aligned since following your intuition? I mean, do you find that overall you just experience things like less resistance, less difficult feelings or emotions? Maybe you find yourself in fewer situations that you don't want to be in, or with people you don't want to be around?
For me, I'm only saying yes to things. I'm trying to. It's not 100% foolproof, but I'm saying yes to things that light me up. And I'm saying yes to things or places or rooms that I want to be in because it's going to make me feel it's aligned with me. So I do say no a lot more often. I'm not no longer worried like, oh, how are they going to view me if I say no to this or take a path? It doesn't matter. Learning to kind of conquer that resistance. And we talked about resistance a little bit earlier, but just having the awareness and having that little check-in with yourself of like, oh, I think this is resistance happening. Mm. Just that awareness alone is helpful to be like, I still think I want to do whatever it is I decided, but now I'm getting some resistance about it. And, you know, the kind of resistance that'll make you think twice about something or get cold feet about something, and learning to recognize it and still bust through that wall.
Yeah.
Whereas before it was like any resistance and I would just shrivel up into a ball and be like, okay, I'll cave.
Resistance is when we deep down authentically, intuitively know we're supposed to go on a certain path or make a certain decision. But then it's really that overthinking mind that comes in, or all the reasons, you know, all those other voices in our head that come in that tell us it's not safe to, or we shouldn't. And I think before people can have that awareness of what resistance is, they actually believe those voices.
Absolutely.
And they just think, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? that's my voice saying all the reasons why I shouldn't. So I should just not do that. And then they make an unaligned decision that goes against their intuition. And then there's always a repercussion and a fallout, and life doesn't feel as good. And so then when you have that awareness of like, wait a minute, and you can start to discern, and this is something that we do that in Intuition Beyond that's so, so, so important, is we start to discern those voices. We start to tease those voices apart. Like, what are all the other voices in your head sound like and feel like, versus what is just your voice and your intuition sound like and feel like? And once you can start to parse those, then you can start to name resistance and be like, you know what? I have resistance to this because it's scary, because it's going to expand me, because it's going to take me to a next level. And I'm afraid, or maybe like, I don't know what it is, but my intuition is guiding me. So I'm just going to listen. And that's where growth happens. And that's where manifestations happen. And that's where like next level happen and freedom from suffering happens. All of that happens at the edge of our comfort zone, which is usually accompanied by resistance. And so you can't break through the resistance if you can't even name it, if you think it's your voice.
Agreed.
What about you, Erin?
I've also been saying no more, and I've been better about staying really firm about decisions that I feel like are my decisions. And then you'll have other people that will come in and try to sway you for whatever reasons that they are motivated by. And I'm like generally a pretty easygoing person. So even if it inconveniences me a little bit, like I'll be like, okay, well, I'll just, you know, inconvenience myself a little bit more to say yes to whatever you're telling me to do. And I think that because I know this is my decision that I want to do, I'm having an easier time either saying, no, I don't want to do X, Y, and Z, or just like being really firm about like, okay, you know what? Maybe this person is right, but this is what feels right to me. So I'm just going to go ahead and do that.
Yeah. When you guys came into Intuition Beyond, did you guys have a lot of skepticism?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was just like, okay. But then I was like, but I'm here. There was a part of me that was like, I'm doing this. But yeah, of course I was skeptical.
Yeah. Do you remember when that started shifting or changing?
After session one. I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, this is for real. Aaron, I want to know, and you could share as much as you'd like, but I'm so curious, what were you like in your job prior to like right now? Like 3-4 years ago versus like, just because like I know the stresses of this work.
Yeah.
Oh man, huge, huge difference from...
I'm so curious, like I can't even begin to imagine.
So, I mean, it's really hard because like I work with my dad, like 3-4 years ago, I was working with my dad only. And then my brother was like just starting to join. And so there was this like father-daughter dynamic where like I would go to my dad and be like, hey, I want to do this and this. And then if he said no, I wouldn't do it. Or I would find a workaround that made him happy and me happy. And then when it came to patients, yeah, I was definitely a pushover and I just didn't really know how to like control my environment. And I was just nice, just really nice to everybody. And I still am, but I think that I was pretty lost. And now I definitely have, especially clinically, because like in terms of procedures and what I'm doing, nothing's really changed. But I definitely feel like way more confidence clinically, just like talking to patients than 3-4 years ago, just because I'm able to like come from a place where like I really, really know, like you were saying, in surgeries, you use your intuition to guide you. And I think that I've been doing a lot of that with treatment planning too, when you're like making decisions for people and being like, yeah, I know that this is going to be better. Instead of doing the whole, like, should I do this, that? I don't know if it's going to work, blah, blah, blah. That's a really interesting question, though, Frank, because I have not thought about that at all.
Well, and just reflecting back to you, what I've seen, when I think back to, you know, Aaron back then, there was a reluctance. There was definitely a reluctance to speak up for your needs, but there was also a reluctance to even consider what it was you needed.
Yeah.
It was like, no, I'm just here kind of to serve.
Yeah.
Like the people around me. And even the explorations we did in, because you were in the very first round of your life's work, even the explorations we did in that round of trying to identify your likes and dislikes, like you had a lot of even just resistance to that because you were like, why does this matter? Like, why does it matter what I like? And why does it matter who I am? You know?
Yeah.
And now, I mean, you were working, you were taking intuition and beyond, you were pregnant and you had a baby and you have a startup practice all on your own at the same time. Like
yeah.
You had to make a million decisions for your startup, which you used, as you confided in me, you used your intuition to make so many of them. And you know what you like, you designed your office, which is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I just feel like, whoa. You went from being like a seed in the ground and being like, don't touch me. I just want to be a seed, to like this huge fucking monstrous tree.
Well, thank you for that analogy. I don't feel like a monstrous tree, but being able to like channel the superpowers that I've learned through the courses. Yeah, there are some days where I am starting to feel like a monstrous tree. That's for sure.
Well, but we talked about this because we had a call after you finished level 2 of Intuition Beyond. And I was saying, don't you feel more confident? And you said, yes, but it doesn't feel like how I thought confidence would feel.
Oh, yeah.
I think we all think confidence, when we walk around with confidence, we're going to feel big, like inflated. But actual real confidence, there's an ease to it. It's just like a self-assurance, a knowing, a presence that doesn't have to exert itself and make itself super big. Like people that seem arrogant aren't actually confident. They're pushing their energy out. They're trying to make themselves seem bigger. People that are actually confident, there's an ease to them. There's a flow to them. They just magnetize people. Like you can feel it in their energy and they don't have to push anything. And so when we start to develop real deep confidence, it is surprising at first because it's like, wait a minute, I just am. Like, I just am a badass, right?
Yeah.
That was a great question, Frank.
Well, I was just curious. Like, I just feel like, I mean, we could see each other's evolution in the course. Like, as you go through as a group, as a cohort, we can see each other kind of shift and change, and how they start getting more comfortable in their own bodies,
yeah,
in front of others, and they start, oh, it's, and like seeing Aaron shift and change, and seeing others in the course. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were huge shifts in such a short period of time in that course. When I think about you guys now, one of the reasons I wanted you two to come on together is because I think there's been a massive shift in both of you in terms of your self-trust and your confidence. And I think that, as I mentioned earlier, the confidence does come from the self-trust. And I've seen you guys apply your intuition in so many ways. I mean, I know you guys both use it throughout the day at work, you use it now to make big decisions. And it just feels like there's this strong core to you that I see so much more of now. I mean, I've been inspired watching your guys' transformation with trusting yourself, developing your intuition. You guys are both so intuitive. Everybody's intuitive, but I really saw it in you guys in the course. For somebody that is out there right now listening to this and they're like, is this important to connect with my intuition? What would you say to them?
I think that it's honestly just like fun. I had a lot of fun during those sessions, just like connecting. And then you would have us do partner exercises during the week. And that's how I got to talk to Frank and all the other people in the course. And yeah, just talking to everybody and getting to know them. And then doing the exercises and improving these skills. It was just a lot of fun. And there's just not a lot of opportunities anymore where like you can do something structured like that and have fun at the same time. And so I think you just need like more play, and you give such a good space for us to learn how to like do that. And yeah, I would just say it's just a lot of fun and I really enjoyed it.
I love that you felt that. I mean, it was clear everyone was having fun. I would go back sometimes and screenshot all of us because our jaws would be dropped or everyone would be dying laughing. And, you know, it was so important for me when I was creating the course that I have that intention for it to be fun, because there are intuition courses out there that are so fucking serious. Like, this is a serious thing. You guys. And when I was learning how to connect with my intuition, how to be psychic, how to really activate all of my gifts, it was crazy. Like, it was like, oh my God, what world am I living in? What is all this? I can't believe this is happening. And that's the experience I wanted you guys to have, was like this mind blowing, what is happening? Like, to bring back the magic of life, right?
Yeah. I was actually really nervous getting on the calls. I don't know about anybody else, but there was like one specific day where like, I'm pretty sure it was Frank, and he channeled some messaging around like, just be more playful, like let go, have fun. I think there was even imagery of a clown or something in it. And yeah. It really helped, honestly. It helped me so much to have that like messaging and just be like, okay, you know what? This is not such a serious thing. Like, I just felt intimidated by everybody in the group. And once you got to know everybody and doing the exercises, it was a lot of fun. So
yeah. And something that you said at the end of Intuition Beyond, when everyone was reflecting on like the biggest shifts that I really loved, that you said was one of the most pivotal, important, and meaningful things that happened for you in the course was just receiving messages from everyone else.
Yeah.
And that's the cool thing, is like in the course, you don't only tap into your intuition, but you get everybody else kind of tapping into their intuition for you also. And it just kind of, everyone said that they received a message that changed their life.
Definitely.
If you're sitting there going like, I don't know about this. I love what Aaron said about it being fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun, and it's different, and it's goofy, and it does make a powerful impact on you afterwards. Like, it kind of opens your eyes a little bit just to like the magic, like you said, the magic of life. And you have a decision. I mean, if you feel like there's something that needs to change or something that needs to get different, well, yeah, you could sit there and just keep doing the same old shit every day, and it's not going to get any better. Or you could have some fun and learn how to trust yourself and learn how to rely on giving yourself what you need to make, whether it's decisions, to trust, to, you know, engage with life more deeply and learn how to get rid of that noise that's always buzzing. Then I would do Intuition and Beyond. I mean, I would do it again in a heartbeat. It was so fun.
Yeah.
I was just looking at Aaron's. I was looking at what I've channeled for Aaron in the past, because I always have Aaron's name at the top of anything I've channeled for. And this one says, I wish I could show you how it's going to turn out because it's awesome.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yeah, that was one thing I channeled for Aaron. I have this book from all the modules that we did together, and anything for Aaron was like it, from the earlier days, was like something about, I'm trying to find it, but it was something about dancing more and being more playful were like some of the things that I would like channel for Aaron. But that one was like, I wish I could show you how it's going to turn out.
Oh, but Aaron, that feels so, oh my God, it feels so full circle right now, because that was before you had opened your practice and before you had given birth and before you had started finding feminine flow, and you were so unbelievably stressed because you were preparing for so much and it was like so much on your system. I really feel like you were meant to share that with her right now, Frank, because I feel like you're at that moment.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, whatever. That was the message that came through for you.
Yeah. And like sitting there back then receiving that message, there's no way I could have thought that we're in September. Like in September, I would be like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like I feel that. Like there's, I thought that would be like 5 years later, you know, like years.
Yeah. Wow. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Anything else you guys want to say to close?
I think you do such a fantastic job bringing people together.
Oh, thank you.
The people I've met and been able to keep being friends with, who I've never, some of them I've never met, you know,
in person. Yeah.
In person. Just so cool. And I hope one day you decide to like bring everybody together in person, because that would be really fun.
Yeah, I have thought about doing that. But I totally agree with you. I feel like the people that are attracted to my work are like some of the most amazing people.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's fascinating. Like, just, I was like, whoa, like all these people in PPAS, people I've heard of, but I don't know, it's just crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've been like, Aaron, you've been through so many containers with Stephanie. I've been through a number of containers with I wouldn't keep coming back if it sucked. Like I trust myself enough to make that decision. And so like, I keep joining containers because I know it's going to be one. It's going to be life-changing. It's going to change my perspective on things. It's going to force me to look inward, do some work, get myself regulated, and get my head a little clearer and more peaceful. Like, yeah, I'm signing up.
Wow.
And so you do a good job.
Thank you, guys. I mean, when I asked you guys if you had anything else said, I didn't anticipate the kind words, but thank you. Thank you. I received that. That's amazing. I'm happy to hear that.
Well, I feel like your courses, one thing that's really interesting that I've noticed is, you know, people usually find you on socials, but I don't know how many people have expressed that like they are taking your courses. Whereas like a lot of other courses, dental, whatever courses nowadays, it's like the people are posting or like taking pictures, but a lot of it is they find you on socials, but a lot of people don't necessarily want to post that they're in these courses. And so that's why I just think that there's just like, it's really funny the way that that works, because people, this just really cool people are able to find you all in the same way that I probably found you, which is they're just drawn magnetically to you, but you're not having people go out there and share on your behalf, you know, like it's just all through what you alone are doing. So I just think it's really impressive.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. That's interesting. Yeah. I think that also, I think times are changing where people are becoming more open about their personal life and inner work and things like that, that they're doing. But I think that there's been such a stigma and so much shame around if people aren't happy. And I think it's becoming more normal for people to talk about like, yeah, I do have a coach, or like, I am getting help, or I am taking this course, or I was unhappy with this. And then I sought out a solution. And I hope that, I mean, part of having you guys on is to destigmatize the stuff like this and to start talking more about the really bold, courageous acts that people are taking to change their life, you know, on a deeper level than just learning how to do something at their work better.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be, oh, you know, it doesn't, you don't have to be in this mindset of like, oh, my life is shit wall to wall, I need some help.
Yeah.
It could be even just elevating. Like I'm 100. Doing, I think I'm doing the, you know, all what's lighting me up, but let's elevate it. Let's keep going. Let's go deeper. Why not?
Yes. And both of you guys have done that. Like, wow. The last several containers you guys have been in with me has been that, because you like resolved a lot of the pain points in like what the first course you took. And then since then, it's just been a matter of, I feel so good. I want to keep elevating. I want to keep growing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's when things get so juicy too.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
It's addicting.
Right? I mean, yeah, if your life is getting better and better, why would you stop?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like some people are like, oh, am I ever going to stop? And it's like, well, why would you stop? Every day you're happier than the day before. Like, do you want to stop being happier and happier? Like,
I love evolving and just, I don't know, it brings meaning. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you guys so much for being here. Okay, why don't you share your social media handles, and I'll have them in the show notes as well.
Mine is Smiley Dr. Aaron.
And mine is F Caputo DDS.
Awesome. Thank you guys. That was fun.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Was cool. Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you liked it, be sure to pass it along to a friend and leave me a 5 stars wherever you listen. Don't forget that right now, my course Intuition and Beyond is open for enrollment. This course sells out fast. You can find a link to it in the show notes, or you can head to thetransformationschool.com, go over to courses and find Intuition and Beyond. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Until next time.